对，不听，
你就会当街骂两把。
You think you should put it down？
啊，你要两把，你摆好了，下次我就不来了。
If you put it that way, I will refuse to come。
所以凳子，你这个背摆凳子都是为主，你怎么了不起啊
？And the way to put the chair all for the Lord，
是我的主张了不起。
It is what I my opinion。
那谁是王呢？当然还是你是王呢。
Now who's the king？ Of course， 还是
你可以用很谦卑的话啊，我照着弟兄们的意思说，其实你是这样照着我的意思来做。
You can use a very humble word. I will do according to my brother's will. But you want to do
it for me.这不是我们的本相是什么
？Yeah, this is our true image.
所以很清楚，这就是我们的光景。
Very clear, this is our condition.
我们从前没有得救，我们在世界里面争，在世界里面做。
Before we were saved, we competed.
现在我们世界不要了。
And now we for
我们一切都是主为的教会。
Now everything I have is for the Lord.
现在我争为的主来争。
Now I struggle, I compete for the Lord.
漂亮的很，是不是
？Very beautiful,
主为的主的荣耀。
For the Lord, for the Lord's glory.
其实是你的主张最重要。
It is most important of your opinion.
没有人能够更改你扭曲没有去弯曲你的意志，这个不可办不到的事。
Nobody can break, nobody can change your own will.
所以不就是
It's impossible.
等到你意志受伤的时候
Until your will is
hurt, 看他怎么反应
How will it react?
但是弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记了
Sisters,
在这个时候他还是没有忘记你这样。
This time he didn't forget about his
friend. 所以这七个大臣上参谋。
The seven ministers are his advisors.
虽然生气归生气嘛。
So on one hand he's angry.
你修养越高，你学问越多，你越有理智，现在你就不能就随便生气，不行。你要像样，生气要生像样子的生气。
Now because you are so highly educated, so civilized, you need to react.
如果你真的要做什么事，你要给这个事一个很好的说辞才可以。
If you really want to do something, you need to find a good reason for it.
你一定要一个很好的说辞。说得很漂亮，大家都折服了，你才能做的。
You need to find a good excuse to convince everyone, then you can do it.
他知道说一国之君，你不能随随便便发脾气，不行的。但现在呢，你一定要有很好很好的理由说辞才这样做。
And he knows as a king of the country, you cannot just be angry. And you have to find good reason.
结果的七个大臣里面有一个大臣叫尼姆刚，是不是 ？Mamukin.
One of the ministers named Mamukin.
这个 Mamukin 就给他建议。
And he gave him a suggestion.
这个明明完全知道这个可以揣摩上意，他完全知道这个皇帝心里在想些什么。
And this person, Memucan, may understand how the king is thinking.
所以这个时候，理智呢就提供了一个很漂亮的说辞。
So reasoning provide a very beautiful excuse.
所以你看 Memucan 怎么说呢？他说，王的事情很小，全国的事情才大。
He said, it's a small matter for the king, but it's a great matter for the
那如果现在全国上下所有家里所有做太太们都学这个皇后们，全世界通通翻掉了。
If every family, every wife learn of Vashti, then the country is
clear. 你一个国，你一个自己的家庭是小的，现在全国的家庭都大乱，这个世界，这个全国就整个就大乱了。
It's a small matter for the palace, but it's a great matter for the entire country.
所以现在为了全国的缘故，你要做一件事。那也不是你的受伤。
Not for the sake of the entire country, not because of your own.
你要维持每个家庭的价值观。
You need to maintain the family value.
所以每个丈夫应该是丈夫。
Every husband needs to be the husband.
如果每个家庭都造反了，这个世界就造，这个全国就造反了。
If every wife rebels, then it is the whole world rebels.
所以现在你要下第一个命令。
Now you need to proclaim.
你要跟全世界抗争。
You need to show the whole world.
这件事情你不能随便容忍的。
This thing you cannot allow it to happen.
这样从此以后，这个整个这个每个家庭的价值就蒙着保守了。
From now on, the value, family value of this whole world will be maintained.
所以这样的话，你可能现在是一个很好的说辞。
Now this is a very good reason.
所以在这个情形底下
，and in this condition，
你看见说，最后我们知道命令出去的时候，就把皇后就废掉了。
Well, when the decree was proclaimed, the queen was abandoned.
但是问题这样子，第三，但是等到王后一退位一废掉以后
，after the dethronement of this queen。
这个伤害造成的是一
，and the hurt is damage is caused。
但是问题在这里
，but this is a problem。
等到皇帝的怒气慢慢平下来以后
，when the king's anger subsided，
圣经告诉我们说，他就想起瓦什提。
The Bible says he remembered Vashti。
一 一夜夫妻百日恩。
And one night of the husband and wife and the full point
and
in the height of his anger he can dethrone this
creature.
This is the nature of a sinner in the anger he can do
everything. But he
has found good excuse for
coming.
And his will is fulfilled. Does he regret?
时间过了没有多久，他也后悔。
Not long after he regretted.
等到他气平下来，他一定要后悔的。
When his anger subsided, he regretted.
你叫父母吵架的时候，什么都不管的。
Well, when husband and wife quarrel, argue, and they
你把我的西装剪掉，我就把你所有的沙发都弄破的。
If you cut my suit, I will cut all your sofa.
所以你知道为什么有人说为什么男人有领带吗？
Do you understand some people say why the men have tie?
就是因为起过吵架的时候啊。
That's because when they first quarrel,
没有头发，男的头发是光的，头发是短的。
Wives have a long hair, so men have
long hair. 丈夫抓住太太，太太干不干不的。
And husband can grab wife's hair.
但是这丈夫在这个太太抓不住丈夫。
But wife has no place to.
所以就是丈夫发明那个领带。
So invented a tie.
所以你抓我的头发，我就抓你的领带。
You grab my hair, I'll grab your tie.
那当然，这个伤害一定要造成的嘛。
So the damage will be caused.
你结婚的时候，不是我送你很多的瓢啊、碗啊，很漂亮的，都是一副一副的。
When you first get married, people give you a lot of
beautiful
kitchenwares. All those
not falling on you, you send me a good young
girl. 3 years later, all you feel like.
因为很多大的飞碟都用掉了。
A lot of place are like flying saucer.
所以我们知道飞碟，你知道我们的情形吗？
So we know our own condition.
那么你吵起来的时候，这个父母还是很害怕。
You begin to argue with one another, the child.
你看这个好像地震一样，好像这个什么都不管了，大家都不管了。
It's like the earthquake said nothing.
我心当然都是我跟工作人员的嘛。
But we all have highly, we're all highly 理智的嘛，对不对？ We're all reasonable.
我应该知道，我受了一个在儿女面前不能做这种事情。
We all need, we all know we need restraint.
但说事实那时候，你根本就不好，你拉不住自己嘛。 拉不住自己的，
you have no way to control yourself.
那么等到事情造成了以后，最后怎么办？过了两年，大家都过了一两年，大家就后悔了。
Two weeks later, everyone,
你看那个西装是你送给他的新礼物，你看就要把那身子穿的剪掉了。The
suit is his birthday present.
所以呢，结果两个人又笑嘻嘻的，两个礼拜就好了嘛。然后又笑嘻嘻又到百货公司去买沙发去买，那早知如此何必当初
？Two weeks later, you just smile and go to the department store to buy new ones.
所以电子，这个不是。 这不是以色列的故事吗？这不就是我们的故事吗？
Since we understand the story of Exodus, so
now 你看见很容易，我们就把以色列废掉，这个瓦斯基废掉了。
So easily we dethrone the Israelites.
那弟兄姊妹，但是什么不在这里？
The problem is here.
那难处在哪里？
The difficulty is here.
就是现在他虽然想用瓦斯基，他不能。
Now, even though he remembered Vashti, he cannot get in the back.
因为波斯的法律是当今的法律。
Because the Persian law is very rigid.
我们的话一说出去就是国家的法律。
The king's word when he is proclaimed is law.
那么国家没有办法，那没有人可以把法律再收回来的。
There's no one who can take back the law.
你看人就是这么stubborn，人就是这么固执，你看。
The man is so stubborn.
就是你看见人的，我们不说我们在民主时代，没有人说自己是皇帝。
Now in democratic society, nobody say, well, I'm an empire.
你我知道我们真正是皇帝。
But you and me know we are.
你看见你不用错，你也不会错，而且不会改的。
You know we are all infallible. We cannot change ourselves.
所以圣经用波斯的那个法律啊做例子给我们看见糟糕了。现在他这么一做，根本收不回来了。
Now the Bible uses the Persian law to show us that what we are.
所以给我们看见说，后悔的是瓦斯提。
后悔的是亚水。Those, he who regrets is a Hashem. 当初你看见他觉得他一定要处理这件事，也是他。At first it was him who decided he has to do this. 所以你看见他这个这口气一定要出的。 His anger has to find a way out.
但是最后一定是后悔的。Later
on, he will for sure regret.
你有没有觉得？
Do you feel
我们常常吃很多的肉？
We often eat many pills.
是最多的一种药叫做后悔药。
The most medication we take is called the pill of regret.
我们是后悔的。
And we always
regret 什么？我们的救恩就像大水流一样。
This proves that our old man is like a hatchery.
所以牛肝乃是代表已经被扭曲的心思。
So the new can represent this crooked heart.
我们这个人呢 ，twisted。我们这些人都有罪没有错。
We all have weaknesses.
教育受的越高
，the more education you
have. 你看牛肝的功能越强。
The function of the new king is more obvious.
但是因为我们堕落的缘故。
But because we are all fallen,
你看人的理智不会是独立的。
You see, man's reason cannot be independent.
人的理智永远变成我们的附庸。
And the reason of man will always be our subject.
所以最后你看见一定，你看见说我们有理智不错，但是那个谏言一定是牛肝的谏言。
No, we have reasons, but in the end, the advice is the advice of the mannequin.
So in our
experience,
如果亚哈水流代表我们
if Ahasuerus represents us,
牛肝代表那个被扭曲的心思
the mannequin represents the twisted thought,
那么瓦斯提代表什么呢
What does Vashti represent?
瓦斯提代表我们的良心
Vashti represents our conscience.
你看见我们失败每一次的失败
Every failure of us,
你看见没有？你看你很稀奇。
Very strange.
有许多事，要做。
Many things you need to do.
良心并不平安的。
But your conscience is not at peace.
但是呢，你的牛肝总是会给你一些安慰。
However, your mannequin will always give you all kinds of
peace. 然后良心就会落了。
Then your conscience is
然后
right,
你就把良心的声音把它压下去的。
And the voice of the conscience is quiet down.
所以不知不觉的，我们就把瓦斯提就废掉了。
So unconsciously, we dethroned Vashti.
在一个人没有得救以前
，before a person is saved,
我们灵里面有三个功能。
The spirit has three functions.
一个是我们的以良心，一个是我们的交通，一个是我们的直觉。
One is our conscience, one is our fellowship, one is our intuition.
那么等到人犯罪临死的时候
，And afterwards we sin, after when we die,
这上面都失去它的功能了。
And these three functions are lost.
不过神还留下我们的良心
，But God has left our conscience.
这是神最后的喊话筒。
And this is the last channel of God's.
这是神的大哥大，这是神的手提电话机。
This is God's cell phone.
意思就是说，你知道，如果没有良心的话，我们这人不可能得救的。
You understand? If we do not have a conscience, we cannot be saved.
每次我们听见福音的时候，圣灵都是借着良心在我们里面说话。
Every time we hear the gospel, the Holy Spirit speaks through our conscience.
所以在我们没有得救的时候
，So before we were saved,
我们看见说这个瓦斯。你可以说是在我们身上是最好的一个，因为这个名叫我们的救的。
We understand Vashti is the best part in our life, in our body, in our being. This is the part we can see.
但是你看见什么时候我们酒精在我们身上发作的时候
？However, whenever the alcohol started working,
什么时候我们受身体支配的时候
？Whenever we are controlled by our body,
弟兄姊妹，现在你这个人。不同了。
Now you see the person is different.
从前是灵支配魂，魂支配身体。
In the past, in the original place, is the spirit control the soul, and the soul control.
如果魂支配身体的话，是你支配酒精，不是酒精支配你的。
If soul control the body, it is you who control the alcohol.
所以你看，这个人是个堕落的人。
However, the person is fallen.
这个人是个颠倒的人。
The person is a reversed person.
所以等到这个颠倒的人走颠倒的道路的时候。
When this reversed person upside down person goes
away, he needs 牛肝来帮助他。
He needs mannequin to help him.
最后才能够把瓦斯提把他废掉。
And in the end, with this one last time,
弟兄姊妹，这是最危险的。
This is the most
important. 在得救以前，如果你把瓦斯提把他废掉的话
，Before you are saved, if you disown Vashti,
你看见整个的故事就结束了。
You see the entire story, and
这个人你有可能得救。
This person cannot be saved.
那么能够得救以后
，However, after we
大家要记得
，Please remember，
如果你得救以后
，If you are saved，
你的灵是活过来的
，Your spirit is made alive。
在你的灵活过来的最重要的部分是什么？
The spirit, most important part of your living spirit is your
conscience.
That's the most sensitive part of your
spirit.
However, that's many times you realize when you are in the higher pain, when your will is hurt, your demand is to destroy. If you destroy my will, I will destroy your being. Even though I realize to conquer a country is less compared to
conquering,
that represents my
will.
If you disown Vashti, that disown your cup.
And
you don't care about
it.
Your anger has to find a way to
act.
So when you come
down the tree, you
see the end result. And you can lower down the voice of the
conscience.
Now, when you are saved, if you refuse to listen to your conscience, this
Christian,
how can you tell if the person is
saved?
His conscience starts to speak. Originally, when you do something, your conscience
will.
Now your conscience starts to work. What is our
difficulty?
What is the ability of a
husband?
Very easily, he disowned the best
time.
Sisters, this is our condition. One time we visited on Sunday. And a young brother drove us to the meeting
place.
Then we discovered there's one device, a little device. And that little device can tell you where the policeman is.
You
can drive very fast, but whenever police shows in
mission,
so sometimes it will
speak.
Then we realize there must be some policeman. At that time, our brother felt unpeaceful.
So
what did he say? He said, you know, it's not good for a Christian to be late. We need to be punctual. You can speak. Now he crowd down the voice of the
conscience.
So many always pay attention where the policemen are, but have you known where your conscience is? But listen, we often disown our rest time. This is very dangerous. So thank you, Lord. This story goes on. Here, what does it tell us?
So how I what
later, Esther replaced the Vashti. Now we have our soul. Our old man is a
husband.
Our mind is our
manipulator.
Our conscience represents here by Vashti. What does Esther represent? And Esther represents our spirit. Of course, spirit is better than conscience. Because spirit is more than just conscience. Now the entire spirit needs to function. This shows us after we were saved, our spirit is made alive. Now Esther entered into the palace. On one hand, it replaced the Vashti. But don't forget,
还有的是交通，还有的就是知觉。
She also has fellowship and
所以这个就是以斯帖的故事。
So this is the story of Esther.
那么以斯帖是谁呢？
Who is Esther?
以斯帖我们知道说是这个莫迪改从小带他长大的。
We know Esther was raised by Mordecai.
他父母死了。
His parents
heard him.
So the Bible says Mordecai has adopted him.
好像自己的女儿一样。
as her own, as his own daughter.
那现在我们要问，莫迪凯代表什么？
Now we need to ask him, who does Mordecai represent?
莫迪凯是谁？也许你不清楚。
Who is Mordecai? You may not know.
哈曼是谁？你就清楚了。
You know who Haman is.
因为圣经讲到哈曼的时候啊。
When the Bible tells about him,
他说他是亚家族的人。
He is the Agagite.
亚家族就是亚玛利人的后裔。
Agagite is a descendant from America.
以色列人在旷野碰到第一个敌人就是亚玛利人。
First enemy in the wilderness by Israelites is the
Amalekite.
God said Israelites need to fight all your generations with the Amalekite.
弟兄，你什么深仇大恨？世世代代谁要和他征战呢？
What kind of hatred they have? We have to fight with them all their generations.
你怎么说的那么清楚啊？
因为不光是一个神，
原来圣灵和我们肉体相争，我们肉体和圣灵相争。
Now, our flesh fight against the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit contend with
us. 所以知道的亚玛利人代表我们的肉体。
You know, Amalekite represent our flesh.
那现在你就懂得了。
Now you understand.
哈曼人代表我们的肉体。
Haman represent our flesh.
那么和肉体相对的是谁呢？
What is the opposite of the flesh?
是摩迪凯不跪也不拜的。
So even the only Mordecai does not bow
to the Lord. 是谁与圣灵和肉体相争？
Who is there contending with the
Holy Spirit?
Of course, it's the Holy Spirit who contends with our
flesh.
So thank God.
圣灵收养了以斯帖。
The Holy Spirit adopted Esther.
是圣灵把我们的灵点活过来。
It's the Holy Spirit who has quickened our spirit.
所以圣灵说，圣灵你是儿子的名字的灵。
That's why the Bible says the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of sonship.
So the Spirit of sonship, you find the Spirit of adoption.
The Spirit of sonship also translates the Spirit of adoption.
收养的灵。
It is the Spirit of adoption.
弟兄姊妹，你看见今天圣灵收养了我们，做了他的儿，我们做了神的儿女。
Today the Holy Spirit adopted us, we become children of God.
所以现在你明白了吗？现在你清楚了。
Now you are clear.
现在我要问大家。
Now I need to ask you.
这个莫迪凯做什么事？
What does Mordecai do?
莫迪凯好像有脚，好像什么事都不做。
It looks like a running around.
你看见那个莫迪凯这个以色列进宫里面，他一天到晚在里面旁边转来转，跑来跑去，什么事都不做。
After Esther entered into the palace, he was just wandering, walking around the palace.
以色列做王了，他整天就是长门在城门。兜来兜去
and Esther became the queen and he was just walking in the
garden. Mordecai 只有一件事
because Mordecai has only one job.
他要问说以色列平安不平安？
He needs to ask whether or not Esther is in peace.
以色列好不好？
How good is
Esther? 他母亲父母都不在了。
Her parents is not
从小都没有长大的。
He saw her grow up.
他本来是女孩
希望这样，
结果他看到长得亭亭玉立
，and now he grows up，
这个生命慢慢成熟
，and this life become mature。
所以弟兄姊妹，他所关心的是不是有一天这个女孩会长大了，这个生命是长大了。
What he cares is how this life of the girl will grow up。
她长大可以嫁给所有的人，不同不同的人。
She can marry to all kinds of person。
现在机会来了
，now the opportunity。
现在你世界有可能做皇后了。
How Esther can become a queen？
弟兄姊妹。一个女孩从少女慢慢做了妻子呢。
And a girl start from a girl now become a wife，
可以做任何人的妻子。
He can become anyone。
这是生命成熟的表现。
This is the maturity of life。
但你成熟最高的荣耀在什么地方
？What's the highest pride or glory？
在全部众人中间
，Not all the people。
结果他被王看上了。
He was looked favorably。
现在有一天坐在王会上面。
Now he was on the
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见没有？
而是
这个摩迪凯是从他小慢慢看到大。
Mordecai saw her grow from beginning
从大长成，一直到坐在皇后的位置上。
From young to mature, all the way to the throne.
他什么事都不做。
He does nothing.
他要看到怎么长大，然后怎么样在荣耀的位置上。
He wants to see through how she grows, ended up in the glorious throne.
这不是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵什么都不做。
And if the Holy Spirit is
not going to do it,
after we were saved,
他要看我们平安不平安。
See whether or not we are
peace. 弟兄姊妹，你有平安吗？
Brother says, "Do you have peace?"
你这样做，你有平安吗？
Will you do this thing?
你说这样的话，你有平安吗？
Will you speak this words? Do you have peace?
你去这些地方，父母不知道你有平安吗？
Will you go to the particular place? The parents didn't know.
你到网路上去，别人不知道你有平安吗？
Will you surf the net? Nobody knows.
圣灵到底说我们平民不平?
The Holy Spirit needs to ask, do we have...
圣灵好像什么事都不做,只管我们的...
As if the Holy Spirit doing nothing, only care about ourselves.
Why? 因为他是儿子的名分。
Because he's the spirit of the sonship.
第一阶段把我们带成熟了。
In the first stage, bring us into...
这个在英文叫做sonship。
This is in English called sonship.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
我们今天不光是要和他一同受苦也好,一同得荣耀。
They will not only suffer with him, we will be glorified.
我们要和他一同做王。
We need to be three and four.
我们上面就是kingship。
This is called kingship.
所以不光是因信诚义。
It is not just justification.
不光因信诚圣。
Not only sanctification.
因信得荣耀。
But also glorification by
faith. 因信诚圣了。
And you're sanctified.
这个女孩子长大了。
This girl grows up.
这个叫sonship。
This is called sonship.
但是什么时候得荣耀?
Whenever it is glorified.
你完全是儿子的形象。
Promoted into the likeness.
在王后位子上了。
In its own.
这叫什么?
What is this?
这叫kingship。
This is called kingship.
所以圣灵就是做这个工作。
So this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢主。
So thank God.
因为你看圣灵怎么带领以斯帖。
On the one hand, you see how the Holy Spirit led Israel.
进到宫里面。
Into the palace.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
以斯帖给哈索一个很大的改变。
Esther has greatly changed.
你看你后来马上还没数完就变了一个人。
You see later, Ahasuerus has changed
the person. 和谁发生关系的?
What does this?
和以斯帖发生关系。
This has to do with Esther.
圣灵不直接在我们魂里面工作。
The Holy Spirit will never work in our soul.
不是打着directly的。
Not directly.
圣灵第一个在我们现在的工作，在我们的灵工作。
The first place we work is in our spirit.
所以以斯帖是比华盛顿更好的。
That's why Esther is better than Vashti.
因为以圣灵乃是包括良心，还有直觉，还有就是交通。
Because spirit including not only conscience, but fellowship and intuition.
所以对这么明白吗？所以这么明白吗？ 现在如果神要改变我们这个人，
Because of this, if God wants to change our person,
一定要先透过我们的灵才可。
First, he has to go through, work through our spirit.
圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
那弟兄姊妹， 虽然以色列做了皇后了，
Even Esther is the queen.
有一根线还在朝门那里。
And there is a thread.
他还是顺服。 遵循摩迪改的引导的
He still obey the leading, the guidance of
God. 所以我们蒙恩得救以后，
So whenever we are saved,
你看见我们一辈子都是圣灵来引导我们。
You see, our whole life is being led by the
Lord. 这个故事是非常非常清楚的。
You see, the story is very, very clear.
对不对呢？
You see, right?
所以非常清楚。 所以以斯帖就进到宫中。
Esther entered the palace.
那么将来如果扭转局面的话，
Later, you want to change the course of history.
以斯帖就扮演很重要的角色。
Esther has played a very important role.
那就是我们的灵。
That is our spirit.
我们的灵能影响我们的魂。
Our spirit can impact our
soul. 如果以斯帖能够接受圣灵的引导，
If Esther can accept the guidance of the
Lord, 能够接受圣灵的引导，
If the spirit can accept the guidance of the
Lord, 感谢主在我们上去做改变。
We have no time to study.
但是你读以斯帖很清楚的。
But if you read Esther,
所以第一章、第二章，你就知道说，她结果最后进到王宫里面。
So first chapter and second chapter, and she ended up in
the throne. 她做了王后了。
When she became the queen.
那么弟兄姊妹， 她进到王后，进到王宫里面。
She entered into the palace.
那你这第一件影响的王是什么？
What is the first thing she does to
impact? 你记不记得，因为摩迪改是在门口朝门。
Do you remember Mordecai was in the gate?
所以他知道两个朝臣要伤害王。
So he knows there are two eunuchs want to lay hands on the king.
他就把这个计谋就告诉了以斯帖，以斯帖就告诉了亚哈水罗。
So he told this plot to Esther. Esther told the king.
所以后来亚哈水罗就解决了这件事情。
And Ahasuerus has dealt with this plot.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers,
圣灵在我们生命中的第一件事情，
The first thing the Holy Spirit do in our world
是让我们得救。
It is to save us.
是让我们看见我们有多危险。
Is to show us how dangerous
we are. 我们有下地狱的危险。
We have the risk of going to hell.
弟兄姊妹， 是谁通知我们的？
Who informed us?
你看圣灵就在良心里面在那个提醒我们何等危险。
The Holy Spirit reminds us through our conscience how dangerous.
你也看见我真的很危险。
And you realize
他真的是
最后你发现了，
然后就是
你决定了，
然后就算了，
你相信耶稣基督，
你没人基督，
你就没人不救。
You are saved by
grace. 弟兄姊妹，
所以说
到了第二种末了的时候
，the end of the second time，
哎呀，他说你不救了。
You see, Ahasuerus was saved.
这不救了，
希望因为
在下面故事就开始。
Now the story begins.
得救是得救的不错。
Yes, the man was saved.
他的习惯还是老习惯。
His habit is still
the same. 是多少千年习惯，你改不了的。
Because the old person is many thousands of years
old. 所以弟兄姊妹，结果你看见说有一个不正常的情形。
So brothers and sisters, there's an abnormal situation.
这个皇宫里面呢？
In this palace,
一个对的人呢在朝外，一个错的人在朝内。
A right person is outside of the court, and the wrong person is inside.
一个对错的人在宝座上，一个错的人在朝门口。
And the right person is in the gate, wrong person is on the throne.
这就是我们的情形。
This is our
肉体坐在宝座上。
The flesh is on.
我们把它摆在最高的位置上。
We uplifted to the uttermost.
圣灵在哪里呢？
Where is the Holy Spirit?
你只能在朝门才找到他。
You can only find him in the
在边缘才能找到他。
On the fringe.
那弟兄姊妹，圣灵要做什么工作？
What does what work?
Mordecai 要做什么工作？
What will Mordecai do?
他是先。叫我们成熟长大。
He first bring us up，
然后把我们带到恩典最高的位置，就是 kingship。
Then bring us to the highest place of grace。
那么到底这工作是怎么工作的
？How does this work be done？
最后要影响我们整个的人的。
And in the end, it will influence。
然后我们这里面开始改变了，是不是
？Then we are begin。
我们刚才得救的脾气还是大得很。
In the first place, we first were saved, we are still。
但是我们慢慢进步很多了。
Later we。Program,
你知道原因在哪里吗？
What do you think is the
reason?
That's the story of Esther.
所以弟兄姊妹，到底怎么能够让对的人在朝内，错的人在朝外？
How can we allow the right person in the court and the wrong person drive out?
对的人在宝座上，
the right person on the throne，
错的人在木头架上，
and the wrong person on the gallows。
那个木头架当然指的十字架来说，
that gallows represents the cross。
所以弟兄姊妹，
我们
意思就是说，今天摩迪改应该在他对的位置上。
It means that Mordecai should be put on the right place。
而且哈曼应该在他对的位置上。
And Haman also need to go his right place。
哈曼对的位置是十字架。
The right place for Haman is the cross。
而圣灵在的地位是我们的宝座。
The right place for the Holy Spirit is our throne。
弟兄姊妹
，and sisters，
这就是我们的，这是我们的秘诀。
This is our secret。
所以现在怎么这件事情能发生的
？How can this thing happen？
如果今天哈曼在宝座上
，If today Haman is on your throne，
圣灵和他相争。
The Holy Spirit will continue.
圣灵是绝对不服输的，绝对不低头的。
The Holy Spirit will never bow his head.
那结果呢？你看见等到肉体受伤的时候
，You know when the flesh was hurt.
他是一不做二不休的。
He will not rest.
他绝对不会以为伤害圣灵就够了，这只是小事。
It's not satisfactory to hurt the Holy Spirit.
肉体永远要做大事的。
The flesh wants to do great things.
他要做轰轰烈烈、惊天动地的事。
He wants to do a very marvelous thing.
他不光会摧毁圣灵，他要跟随所有跟随圣灵的人。
He wants to do a huge thing, not only destroy the Holy Spirit, but destroy all those who follow
him. 以色列人是神在地上的见证。
Israelites are God's testimony on earth.
你知道仇敌最后的诡计是要毁坏神的见证。
You know the enemy's scheme, last scheme is to destroy God's testimony.
你知道我们跟随肉体。
You know we follow the flesh.
个人产生死亡没有错。
And it's death for individuals.
你的血压就高起来了。
And you have high blood pressure.
你知道血压高很多就是因为你放纵肉体的结果。
You know high blood pressure resulting from your indulgence.
你自己受伤还是小事情。
It is a small thing for yourself to get
into trouble. 借助你有个头发有个见证，就要受到很大的损伤。
However, God has the trust in you, and His testimony will be heard. 哦，
今天我们在人之中，我们还是这样的表现吗
？Today.Do we still live this way?
我们不是，我们不应当是高人的灵吗？
Should we have the spirit of the Lamb?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
肉体总是要扼杀神的见证的。
The flesh will always destroy God's testimony.
是要摧毁神的见证的。
They want to destroy the testimony.
背后是谁在那里呢？
Who is behind?
背后是撒旦在那里。
It's Satan who is behind.
撒旦最清楚了。
Satan is very clear.
如果那一次哈曼成功的话，
If Haman succeeded that time,
有没有可能主耶稣降生在伯利恒？
Is it possible for Lord Jesus to be born?
如果主耶稣
If it's impossible for Lord Jesus, where's the
human?
If the Savior of man's
name,
if the Lord Jesus is crucified, and that's the end, last day of
Satan. Satan
will take
advantage of
Satan to accomplish his
scheme. On the appearance
is to destroy all the ways of
Israel,
to destroy God's
testimony.
In the end, it is to destroy God's
testimony.
Individual is destroyed. Family is
broken.
Church is
ruined.
Testimony is
destroyed. You
see, this is the history of the church.
What is
the difficulties of the church?
The
difficulty of the church today is we indulge our flesh on the throne. What is
the result?
Satan knows very
clearly.
He doesn't care. The more zealous you are, whenever he can take that higher position, is that the damage to God's
testimony.
Now this is a problem. Why do you partake of your signet ring to him? The first time you see something is not
I 看见妇人动了一念，那个看在原文是第二次的看。
Those who see a woman and have this thought of sexual morality, that's seen the second scene.
第一次的看不是罪。
The first time you see is not sin.
第二次看你把戒指给了哈曼，这是罪了。
The second time you see, you give your ring to him.
你在梦里面所做的事都不是罪。
Whatever you do in your dream is not sin.
这不是你一直说的，这没有把你的戒指脱下来。
You didn't take off your ring and give it to him.
什么时候你把戒指脱下来了，你罪就成功了。
Whenever you take off your ring and give to him, your sin is forgiven.
所以肉体不是一不做而不休的。
But this is flesh will never stop, will never rest.
他可以让你聚会。
He can let you, He can allow you to read the Bible.
你无防的时候,
when you are most,
最后他又杀得片甲不留。
You're not aware, and he will just attack you.
所以我们的神世世代代要和亚门大人争战。
That's why our God will fight against the Amalekites all generations.
知道什么时候哈但一在位，问题就没有了。然后你完全没有了，就了了。
He knows whenever Haman takes a position, everything will be ended.
谁能扭转整个的局面？
But who can turn this whole situation around?
How the table can be turned?
How the
table can be turned? 整个局扭转过来了。
How can this situation be turned?
感谢主。
Thank God.
你看见说，以斯帖扮演了很重要的角色。
Esther has played a very important role.
所以以斯帖和摩底盖之间。
So the relation between Esther and Mordecai.
你看见哈曼和亚哈斯之间。
You can between Haman and Ahasuerus.
等到哈曼把命令发出去的时候。
When Haman sent out the decree.
圣经说亚哈斯和哈曼坐下饮酒。
The Bible says that Ahasuerus sat down with him and
drank.苏珊城就都慌乱。
And the entire city of Shushan is in confusion.
你看见这是一对了。
You see,
现在我们的魂和我们肉体成为一对了。
Now our soul is paired up.
他们坐下来喝酒的时候。
Now when they sit down,
你知道那个结局是什么？
You know the end result.
你看见了吗？我们整个人就不安了。
Our entire person.
所以体内肉体就是死嘛。
Our mindful
of
flesh.
你不会有平安的。
You have no way to find peace.
但是弟兄姊妹。 现在看另外一对。
Now we need to look at the second.
你看见说哈曼， 你看见以斯帖， 跟摩迪卡是另一对。
Esther and Mordecai is another pair.
结果那是整个问题的症结。
And that's the key of to the entire situation.
整个的局面就转过来。
And the whole table was turned.
当然和有一天晚上 这个皇帝睡不着觉有关系。
That has a lot to do with one night's sleepiness.
但这只是外面的原因。
That's the outward.
有人说可能他吃了螃蟹， 所以没有睡。
Some say because he ate too much crab.
什么都可能的。
It's all possible.
但是我们的症结是在以斯帖的身上。
However, we know the key is in Esther.
我想明天早晨我们要结束这一段。
Tomorrow
borrow money, we want to conclude this.
对不起，我今天多借了几十分钟。
I'm sorry, I borrowed more than 20.
借了就不还了。
I cannot return.
否则我们根本讲不完。
Otherwise, we cannot.
所以明天早晨我们继续下一半的故事。
So tomorrow morning we'll continue the second part.
这个故事怎么转悲为喜的
？How this sad story is turned around?
怎么转忧为乐的
？How to turn from sadness to gladness?
生命是死亡，怎么就能复活的
？And it was doomed to die. How can the resurrection happen?
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
弟兄姊妹，一步一步的，以斯帖受摩尼该的引导。
Step by step, Esther was led by God.
我们的灵受圣灵引导。
Our spirit is led by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你说圣灵的工作伟大不伟大
？How great is the Holy Spirit's work？
你说圣灵的工作一定是戏剧化的
？You see, the Holy Spirit's work is dramatic，
像风一样
；It's like the wind，
像地震一样
；It's like earthquake，
像火一样
；It's like fire。
但是圣经怎么说
？But what does the Bible say？
大火经过了，神不在其中。
After the fire, God is not.
地震也不在其中。
God is not in the earthquake.
然后你看这些都不，这些戏剧化都好像什么不在其中。
And all those dramatic things, God is not in it.
然后这些都过了以后。
After all those things pass.
有个微小的声音。
There is a still small voice.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
微小的声音做了最伟大的事。
The still small voice has accomplished the most great thing.
你知道伟大是什么
？Do you know what is the greatest?
那个以利亚已经着迷了。
That Elijah was obsessed.
他觉得全世界只有我一个得胜者。
Because he thought he's the only one victorious in the whole world.
我死了，你就完了。
If I die, you're all.
神的带领就完了。
God's will is done.
结果你知道那个微小的声音，虽然微小
，even though that small still voice is small.
但是那个话是要以利亚的命的。
But that word will take his life.
那个话什么意思
？What does that mean?
他说我还为自己还留下7000人没有向巴利屈膝。
I have left over 7,000 who did not bow before Baal.
像你这样的得胜者有7000个，你是7000个里面一个。
Victors like you, you're but one of the 7,000.
你本来伟大了不起，你是唯一一个。
You think you are the only one.
现在主把你缩小了，变成7000分之1了。
Now the Lord has reduced you into 1/7,000.
你这个一本7000出去看你有多少？
One divided by 7,000, how much you
have? 但你自己把自己看得太大了嘛。
But you look too much high up yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够改朝换代。
The Holy Spirit can change the dynasty.
圣灵能把哈兰那个朝代把它推翻了。
He can overthrow the dynasty of Haman.
结果诞生了圣灵的朝代。
To bring in the dynasty of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，
你们
怎么轻看圣灵？
How can you look lightly upon the word?
你以为某一种工作才是圣灵的工作
？You think certain types of work is the work of the Holy Spirit?
你有没有想到
？Have you ever thought about
你我这样的暴君
？And the tyrants like you and me，
弟兄姊妹，
但是
结果一定是死的。
The end result is death。
圣灵爱我们
，God loves us，
改变我们
，change us，
弟兄姊妹。结果我们的灵乃是高能的灵。
Then our spirit becomes the spirit of
love。你不觉得圣灵做了空前的工作吗
？Do you feel that the Holy Spirit has done a great marvelous job？
弟兄姊妹，这是以斯帖的故事。
This is the story of Esther。
以斯帖乃是给我们看见圣灵的故事。
Esther shows us the story of the Holy Spirit。
所以慢慢的就把这个什么，就把罗马书5章到8章里的故事，一个个像喂羊虫，慢慢就讲得很清楚。
Gradually, step by step。It reveals the story of Romans 5-8.
所以我想我们今天只能够停在这里。
I think we have to stop here.
我们明天再继续。
We'll continue on.
主继续的对我们先说实话。
May the Lord continue to speak to the depth of.
你看，这不是一幅很美丽的图画。
Is this a beautiful picture?
就能够知道说圣灵怎样把我们带得胜的。
You help us understand how the Holy Spirit will lead us to victory.
是不是我们一定是死定的
？Are we doomed to die?
是不是我们一定非犯罪不可
？Is that we have to sin?
不一定。
No.
问题是你把你戒指脱下来给谁的
？The problem is who do you take off the ring and give to?
是你纵容了肉体。
It is you who have indulged the.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是那个结果。
But sisters, this is the result.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
戒指还是在你手里。
The skin ring is.
我没有把你的意志取消了。
The Lord did not take away your faith.
如果把你变成木头。
If the Lord turn you into
变成个石头
，into a stone，
你连犯罪也犯不了。
And you cannot even able to
你三个圣洁，每一块石头都圣洁的，每个木头都是圣洁的。
Every wood is holy。
但是就是我们这个人会犯罪的。
But it is our person who can sin。
这不稀奇。你活着你是可以不犯罪的。
You can still be alive and not sin。
就是说，你看见整个生命可以得到保全的。
His whole life can be preserved。
哪里？
What is the secret?
秘诀是是谁的朝代？
The secret is whose dynasty.
谁跑到朝中间来了
？Who entered into the palace?
谁硬邦被挂在十字架
？Who is behind on the gallows?
你来拣选。
Now you choose.
你要生命树吗
？Do you choose life tree of life?
地上的树。
The trees of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们的老祖亚当选错了。
Our old ancestor Adam chose wrong.
结果就是死嘛。
Now it's death.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看
，Brothers and sisters,
到今天还是那个问题。
Even today is the same problem.
我们还是回到伊甸园。
Let's return to Adam.
对的，对。让我们知道说，我们体贴肉体的就是死。
Let me remember, be mindful of flesh is death.
就是圣灵。
Mindful of Holy Spirit is peace.
我们要把你的戒指给圣灵。
You need to give your signet ring to the Holy Spirit.
不是给我们的肉体。
Not to our flesh.
如果你这样做的话
，If you do this,
感谢主，问题就解决了。
Thank you, Lord. The problem is solved.
就能够脱离罪的权势。
And you can escape from the power of sin.
权势是哈曼的权势。
That sin, that power is power of him.
哈曼要把我们置于死地。
Haman wants to destroy us.
那我们死定了，我们一定犯罪定了，没有办法，一定是一塌糊涂的。
Then we are certain to die because we have to sin.
但是没有。我们要有圣灵的喜乐。
We have to have the joy of the.
我们要庆祝普尔节。
We need to celebrate the Purim.
我们要感恩为生。
We need to turn failure into
joy. 有喜。
Turn to sorrow to sorrow for.
有生命是从死里复活出来的。
There is a life that came from death.
感谢主。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹，
那么
这个就是我们的圣的故事。
This is a story of our.
这个太难了，是不是
？Is this too hard?
所以圣灵就用以斯帖记来做我们的帮助。
So the Holy Spirit used Book of Esther to be our help.
现在你看这两卷书是在。
Now you see these two books explain one another.
那我们这次是蜻蜓点水式，把它点一下就完了。
And this time we can only skim and touch the subject.
实在说来，这个需要一个很长的特别剧，要一个礼拜在一起才行。
Indeed, we need to spend a week together.
因为这实在是。